As Becca mentioned, this is a big weekend for visual arts in the area with the opening of the Regional Arts Museum in Fort Smith tomorrow night. In about 5 minutes, a preview of that opening. First, another gallery is getting ready for a different kind of debut soon. Scott Carroll's first Arkansas exhibit, influenced by his relationship with the outdoors, opens Tuesday night in the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Scott is a sculptor, born in Louisiana, but he became aware of the Ozarks at an early age.
No matter where I've lived and been, Montana and the Alaska, the California, all the western states, I mean, all those beautiful spots, no question, but the Ozarks left the most impression of any natural place ever was, and it was always my reference point. And so to be able to come back here, and it's funny, you know, how you are when you're a kid and things impress you, and they're not quite the same when you're older, usually. I would say the opposite, though. I mean, the Ozarks are grander and even more important to me now than they even were as a kid, and they were probably the biggest, important kind of experience was to experience the Ozarks. And it just has all these mysteries. It has the water and the caves and the creeks.
Scott Carroll's sculpture embodies secrets and nature. He works with wood, with lead, almost any natural substance he can find. He has a degree in geology, and the title of his show at Walton Arts Center is Tectonics, a word associated with massive earthly shifts like earthquakes and volcanoes. Some of his work suggests massive, too heavy and large, but some of the sculpture is also quite fragile in appearance, requiring a blend of balance and finesse to stand.
Just as in life, you know, I kind of really actually relate it that way. There are all these grand events, you know, weddings and funerals and anniversaries, those things, and they're great, they're wonderful, and they can be just incredible experiences and memorable. But like my favorite author, Jim Harrison, always says, you know, what we really are is what we are, what we do every day, you know. And so same thing in geology. I mean, right now it seems like we're standing still and pretty solid, but in fact we're moving and everything is in flux. So even that slight movement, that slight gesture, whatever, you know, can sometimes be this grand one, you know. So it's not always the prettiest, or, you know, what we think of as pretty or perfect or grand. Sometimes it's these little tiny things, these little things, if you'll use your eye or your, be aware. You notice these things in nature, too. These slight movements, these slight things are grand, in fact. So
Scott lives in Arkansas now, and though he's shown in galleries throughout the South and his works can be seen at places like the Ford Motor Corporation in Detroit, this exhibit is his first in the state. Yesterday, he was still lifting his work into the empty gallery, contemplating where each work would be in conjunction to the others. Some of his sculptures, including many that will be mounted on walls, he says can be hung with one side at the top or at the bottom. He embraces the concept of differing perceptions.
Again, when you're in nature, that subtle difference, sometimes your perspective. I mean, for example, I like to canoe and kayak. Well, just being in a canoe is already being very at one with water, and you feel very close to it. But that 6 or 8 inches difference when you get down in a kayak and your eyes are just that much lower to the water, it's a completely different experience. I would say it's not even similar, because now your eyes are more like the animal that's on the water, that duck, that goose, that beaver. You're really a lot closer to the water, and that changes things. You know, so same thing in viewing. You know, again, I would like to think that goes with these pieces. I mean, it's really about, these are all almost inspired by the time that I do spend in nature and what I do view and what through the years, the way things have been digested by my eyes.
Scott Carroll's exhibit, Tectonics, will open with a reception Tuesday night at the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery inside Walton Arts Center on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. There is much more from the conversation we had yesterday while he was preparing the show, including why engineering is vital when it comes to sculpture, why music is important in his creative process, and more. You can hear that audio extra at our webpage, ozarksatlarge.com.